Abruptly, one bulging, gaslit window broke the blue twilight like a bull's-eye lantern, and Valentin stopped an instant before a little garish sweetstuff shop. After an instant's hesitation, he went in. He stood amid the gaudy colours of the confectionery and bought 13 chocolate cigars with a certain care. He was clearly preparing an opening, but he did not need one. An angular, elderly young woman in the shop had regarded his elegant appearance with a merely automatic inquiry. But when she saw the door behind him blocked with the blue uniform of the inspector, her eyes seemed to wake up.
"Oh," she said, "if you've come about that parcel, I've sent it off already."
"Parcel?" repeated Valentin, and it was his turn to look inquiring.
"I mean the parcel the gentleman left, the clergyman gentleman."
"For goodness sake," said Valentin, leaning forward with his first real confession of eagerness. "Tell us, what happened exactly?"
"Well," said the woman a little doubtfully, "the clergyman came in about half an hour ago and bought some peppermints and talked a bit, and then went off towards the heath. But a second after, one of them runs back into the shop and says, 'Have I left a parcel?' Well, I looked everywhere and couldn't see one. So he says, 'Never mind, but if it should turn up, please post it to this address.' And he left me the address and a shilling for my trouble. And sure enough, though I thought I'd looked everywhere, I found he left a brown paper parcel. So I posted it to the place he said. It was somewhere in Westminster. But as the thing seemed so important, I thought perhaps the police had come about it."
"So they have," said Valentin shortly.
"Is Hampstead Heath near here?" "Straight on for 15 minutes, said the woman, "and you'll come right out on the open."
Valentin sprang out of the shop and began to run. It was fortunate that even in such fevered moments, his eye was cool and quick. Something in a shop front went by him like a mere flash, yet he went back to look at it. The shop was a popular greengrocer and fruiterer's, an array of goods set out in the open air and plainly ticketed with their names and prices. In the two most prominent compartments were two heaps of oranges and of nuts, respectively. On the heap of nuts lay a scrap of cardboard, on which was written in bold blue chalk, "Best tangerine oranges, 2 a penny. On the oranges was the equally clear and exact description, "Finest Brazil nuts, 4p a pound. Monsieur Valentin looked at these two placards. He drew the attention of the red-faced fruiterer.
"Pray excuse my apparent irrelevance, my good sir, but I should like to ask you a question in experimental psychology. Why are two tickets wrongly placed in a greengrocer's shop, like a shovel hat that has come to London for a holiday? Or, in case I do not make myself clear, what is the mystical association which connects the idea of nuts marked as oranges with the idea of two clergymen, one tall and the other short?"
The eyes of the tradesman stood out of his head like a snail's. At last, he stammered angrily,
"I don't know what you have to do with it, but if you're one of their friends, you could tell them from me that I'll knock their silly heads off, parsons or no parsons, if they upset my apples again."
"Indeed," asked the detective with great sympathy, "did they upset your apples?"
"One of them did," said the heated shopman. "Rolled them all over the street. I'd have caught a fool but for having to pick them up."
"Which way did these parsons go?" asked Valentin.
"Up that second road, on the left-hand side, and then across the square."
"Thanks," replied Valentin, and vanished. On the other side of the second square, he found a policeman and said, "This is urgent, constable. Have you seen two clergymen in shovel hats?" The policeman began to chuckle heavily.
"I have, sir. And if you ask me, one of them was drunk. He stood in the middle of the road that bewildered that..."
"Which way did they go?" snapped Valentin.
"They took one of them yellow buses over there," answered the man. "Them that go to Hampstead."
Valentin produced his official card and said very rapidly, "Call up two of your men to come with me in pursuit."